Can I ask the Grand Premio degli Stati Uniti? How it's been for KTM?
It's been another great KTM day. First of all, starting with the MX2 class, Marvin Musquet winning both heats. Sean, he was up there two times, and he faded a bit in the first race, and second race he rode better. And Jeffrey, yeah, he had a really bad day. Nearly crashing the first lap, coming back from behind, finishing 8th. Second moto, he went into the start gate and started last, and then he made a big crash, so he DNF'd. Overall, another victory for Marvin. He took, again, some good points in the championship, so very happy. MX1, what a race today. Starting off with nice hole shots on the 350 in the first moto, first and second. Yeah, we finished 1-2-3. Tony in front, and Mike and Tony had a great battle on the track, and yeah. And what amazed me the most, of course, how Tony finished the race without the gear shifter. He lost it, and he just was riding in third gear. And that's Tony Cairoli. I mean, that's why he's a three-time champion, and he's so good. And yeah, rounding out the third place for Max, he was at the end coming really, really strong. And yeah, it was a nice first race. Second race, Ben was out there, and it was nice to see Ben that fast and winning the second moto. You could see that he was very determined after the disappointment of the first race, which he DNF'd. And he's back. We can see that Ben Towley is back, and I never had a doubt that this kid could come back after all his injuries. And then you had again the battle between Mike and Tony for the overall win. One lap it was Mike winning, the other lap it was Tony. So, the racing today in the MX1 class was very, very nice. It was a race which was very impressive to see. The heat was here, it was very warm. Coming back to Max, he was riding good. He was ready to attack, and then he went off the track and got into the green fence. And that kind of blew our 1-2-3 podium in the MX1 class. And, one small disappointment, of course, this will happen to Max, and yeah, it's the second race in a row for Max that he kind of lost a good opportunity also for the championship. But we're still first and second. Tony have a nice lead, and Max is in second. So yeah, another great race for KTM. Overall, the GP has been nice. We didn't have the spectators here, which we expected. But yeah, who knows, hopefully we can have next year again the GP here and have more spectators, and hopefully that also the other teams from America and riders could be here. I was happy that at least Ben and Mike did the effort to be here and to race, and that shows their respect also to the GPs.
But the battle between Americans and Europeans, it was won by the Europeans.
Yeah, it won by us. At the end, for me, didn't really care who won. Was it Alessi or was it Cairoli? It was a KTM, and especially the 350.
But we can say that the Americas are not the best in the world.
You always have this fight, and I don't like to go into that discussion. It's a never-ending discussion. So I think you have to look at each race and. Today the Europeans was better, and maybe next week when we have again a fight, maybe the Americans are better. So I think it's just giving and taking, and it's a bit up and down.
Okay, thank you.